The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Avrocha, Chodesh Tov to everybody. So Chodesh Nisan was a time for us to think back of the year that has transpired or has gone by since the last Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Last Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the shuls were officially closed down and we had to leave the shul. People were first starting to form Mirpeset Minyonim on the Pasot. There was concern about the future of the world. Many of us were hoping that the sign of Mashiach is coming soon. And together with that, there was concern we won't have our basic necessities. Everybody's locked up, where we can get food from. Eggs, toilet paper, akadoma, were commodities that were hard to find. There was a fear of people going outside, a fear of what's going to be the future of the world, a financial collapse, markets all over the world, Wall Street going down 40% within a few days. On Baruch Hashem, a year later, we are alive, we are well, Baruch Hashem. We had a special shmira in our neighborhood, even though unfortunately not 100%. But when the nitin lamashris, when the mashris comes out, it's okay even in tzaddikim. But even with everything said and done, our neighborhood, Baruch Hashem, had a special shmira. And I'm sure, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the behavior of every person. And Baruch Hashem, we took this year as a year of chizuk. Everybody in what they could be mechazik. Whether it be mechazik in our bitochen, in our midas, in our tefillas. Just a year ago, we started these daily shiurim with the Mea Brochas, talking about how Mea Brochas protect from a magefa. So involving that definitely had an effect on us. And I think we all have made certain changes in the way we say our brachas. That's something just to not just go on. We had in the shul today when the gedolim of Baruch Motzei Zerachi came to speak for the bochim. And it was the first of this type of gathering in over a year with many hundreds of boys filling the Beis Medrash. There's this noshim outside. Boys, young men, older men. And he gave tremendous chizuk. They recognize that we, the Bnei Torah, are the ones that the Yetzer Hara is out to get. Because the other ones he doesn't really care much about. They're not doing much one way or the other.
Kol HaLashon.
The Torah, the Oyvei Hashem, the Charedim, Advar Hashem, are the ones the Yetzer Hara always tries to get us to be all focused. And we should know that this is what it's all about. And it's not a matter of suddenly Chas V'Shalom going off the derech. We're talking about every little thing is a noisy for the Yitzhara. He tries to get us to have a little fall and then make it a little bit more and a little bit more and a little more. And look at all these things we have to watch over and realize that's what it's all about. This kufu also, we have nisyos within the house also, especially with the computers. The computer use has risen, unfortunately, because of this. Sometimes because of a need, and people are not going shopping as much. They don't want to go to banks or whatever it is. But Or even if they're doing that, there's a nisoyin. Do we keep it at the bare minimum for our needs, or do we get sucked into it and be involved in it much more than we need to be involved in it? When people start talking to me about their fears about taking vaccines and everything, I know that they're watching the internet too much, because that's where the shtuyot comes from. All the nonsense in the world is over there. Yeah, there are good things there also, but I have to be very careful. And a lot of things seep in. I just give one example, but so many examples of the mind frame of the goyish world. Person regularly involving himself in all these type of information at best, and all the other things that go on there, is really bringing the goyish world into his house. And that's what makes us special. We have our pure homes with our pure values. That's the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. I was talking to someone from the Kehillah, and he mentioned to me that he works in a company, and the Mas Hakhmasa, the tax agency, by accident gave him credit for a reasonably large amount. And he right away told the one in charge of the finances to give it right back to the tax authorities, Mas Hakhmasa. And the guy said, they won't notice it. The guy wasn't from. He said, no, we can't steal. It doesn't belong to us. Anyway, he gave it back to the tax authority. We got a message from the tax authority that they said this is the first time this happened. Come on, a little one. But that's what we're proud of. We answer to a higher authority. It makes them so we get caught or we don't get caught. Within our own homes. We've been a whole year within our own homes. And the only one watching is that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And Baruch Hashem, each one. Try to make his behavior in places that people don't see. So Baruch Hashem, we were zeichah, like I said, to have a year with the challenges, to grow from the challenges, and to have the Yadur Shemaya, like I said, also starting using our shul, Baruch Hashem, on Shabbos, we had beautiful tefillahs, and now we have this big maimah together. Hashem should watch over all of us, should all be healthy. May have some shana, be able to leave our homes and get together and go to the shul, and let him address us, and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoidu LaHashem Ki Toi, Ki Le'olam Chasdei. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for all the chasodim that you are giving to us. Yitz Hashem, without Hashem, give us even greater chasodim, V'zeicha, the Geula, V'nisim, Nigalu, V'nisim, Asidim, V'goel. Shalom Uzzah.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.